producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
How many people are you right now? I think are looking at their radios trying to figure out what's wrong, Todd. You think they're like, you know,
this
fucking with
the... waiting for the world to change? What are we going to get the wrong show on?
That's not the
push
music
the
they
button.
Start. What's
push
on your mind
again,
for crying out loud?
Yeah, this isn't a Scott Hammond show. What the heck is this?
Yo, turn this up. Let's see who knows. The first person that calls and tells me who sings this song on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline will be a lucky winner today at 800-228-0550. Who is it and why are we playing? Turn it up. By the way, how does Taylor Swift, who's what, like 25, know what the James Dean look in your eye is? That's what I want to know, too.
Yeah, we ate at a restaurant in Faribault, Minnesota, and our waitress looked exactly like her. And I posted the picture. Hey, we found her. I know where she is now. And next thing I know, it's going viral, and I'm getting it back from all these people, like third generation. Hey, look where she is. She's waiting tables in Faribault, Minnesota.
All right, so who is she is the question. And why are we playing her music today on What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and then we'll get to the real stuff we're going to talk about today. Big news, ladies and gentlemen. Duck Dynasty's Jace Robertson was in Williston over the weekend. We have an exclusive interview here on the show today, and he'll tell you why he was here. I'll give you a little hint there. The good folks from the Williston Trinity Christian School, I brought him in for their big annual fundraiser. They do a fun little event every year. Last year was Sarah Palin. Remember that? We had our Sarah Palin interview.
Yeah.
They were kind enough to line us up with an interview with Jace Robertson in Williston this weekend. And
Do texts count, by the way, on the Big Flavor hotline there?
No, I don't think so. The texters
okay,
win.
Sorry
no.
to my neighbor, Bill, who nailed it, but sorry, Bill.
Yeah.
Anyway.
By the way, if you we'll give a little prize if you know who it is and why we're playing it. I haven't decided what the prize is yet, and they're still calling. That's very nice. It'll be a decent prize, I promise. 800-228-0550. Poor man, he's having to start the day just managing the phones that are blowing up on him now.
The phones are full.
Yeah.
Did you say I'm winning front row tickets in backstage? No, we did not say that. No,
before we even go there, no.
Full display.
We did not say that.
Closure, it'll be more than $10 in value. Less than 100, more than 10. Okay. Let me finish, if you would, on Jace Robertson here, because I want to get this out. So we're talking to Jace Robertson for this interview that you'll hear today on the program. And he starts the interview by saying, hey, tells me this story about how they'd been up here one time and they got horrible weather and they had to leave and the film and the cameras didn't work, so they really want to come back. He said, can you help me find some land with some ducks? And then he proceeds to give out his email address. His super secret email address for crying out loud.
Oh, really? Not the public one, but the like private
guess
server.
So. Yeah.
Wow.
So if you just stay tuned. You want to help him find a place where the entire Duck Dynasty crew will descend onto North Dakota? Wouldn't that be cool? Manny, you want me to take these, or you just tell me what you want me to do if you want me to.
Poor Manny.
Yeah, poor Manny's like juggling a million.
They did not have no title, just artist. That's all.
Yeah.
No.
They don't need to know the name of the song, just who it is.
If they know who it is, I bet they know the name of the song.
And why we're playing it.
Well, you That's mentioned all. Who it was on the air.
All well, right. you know. I did.
You gave it away.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes it kind of funny because you have no reason to get it wrong. Scott did mention it, although you had to be kind of paying attention. But
exactly.
Yeah.
We haven't said it since I asked the question. Just proving that they're really, really listening well.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I mean, if you don't nail this one, then you're really not paying attention.
Well, I'll just take the first one that called here, and we'll go in order until we find somebody. Who's this? Hello, you're on What's On Your Mind, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Who's this?
Gary.
Hey, Gary, where are you calling from?
Actually, parked in front of the office waiting for you to pick up the phone.
You're sorry. Parked in front of the office.
Hurry up and answer the phone. I'm going to get your work.
In front of your office. Okay, I get it. Yeah, and where is your office? Where's your office?
Sitting in Washburn right now.
In Washburn, okay. So do you know who that was we were playing?
I'm going to guess Taylor Swift because your 12-year-old daughter is going with you to the concert coming up.
Holy buckets. What have you got like? You got like
listening, huh?
Vladimir Putin, like, intel skills going on me, you know, even though the age of our daughter, for crying out loud. Okay, so that's good. And the concert is, you nailed it, Gary, you know. The concert is tonight, and I'm a 50-year-old fossil, but I'm kind of fired up about taking her to the concert. I bet you were listening to Phil Parker earlier, weren't you?
I sure was, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he and Wild Bill, I chatted with him earlier, and I said I was all excited to take him. Yeah. So you're a good listener, and that's all it takes. I'll send you, if you hang on a moment, we'll get you into the office, a copy of a book I wrote.
Seriously?
Called Grassroots. I'll send it right to your office, okay?
Well, I don't even have one of those.
I didn't know you were an author. Cool.
Yeah, I didn't either, and I'm not a very good one. But I here's what the publishing company said. They said, we've listened to your show. You write a book a week. You just say it rather than write it. I say, okay, if that's how it works, okay, good, I'll do it. So it's called Grassroots. It's just a book about a bunch of people I've met on the trail in North Dakota. So,
You'll be signing that, correctly?
Of course. To Gary, or who do you want me to sign it to?
Gary would be fine. Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'd love to. I'd be honored to send it to you and send it to you. So just hang on, Manny. We'll get your info and we'll ship it off to you. Okay.
Thanks very much, Scott, and enjoy the concert. Should be fun.
Thank you. Our best to everybody in Washburn. Yeah, appreciate it very much. I am looking forward to the concert. I don't know. I'm a little giddy about it. I mean, one problem, Todd. I don't have tickets yet.
We can get it from a scalper out front, or what the heck?
Well, when we first talked about this, and I don't usually plan on concerts myself just because I'm usually gone a lot, and as it turns out, I was going to be able to do this, and she's really wanted to go, and so her mom said, let's do this. You take her to the concert. So,
yeah.
Anyway, I said, okay, because I actually like Taylor Swift. I saw her a long time ago at Ralph Engelstad Arena. She was the opener for the opener. She was,
really?
This was back way back, like early Taylor Swift years.
Holy cow.
And it was a Brad Paisley concert, and Rodney Atkins was the opener, but she was the opener for the opener. I mean, think about that.
Man.
That was the last time that happened. So, but it's, anyway, my daughter loves that 1989 album, which is
really nice. She is so classy. I mean, she's gone down her list of fan club people and, like, bought stuff for them and stuff and delivered it in person. I mean, classy lady.
You're right, and I'm honestly excited just to see how, her fans react to her. That's what I mean. My daughter's fired up, so I want to watch it and see her be fired up. But I'm most impressed with is Taylor Swift as an enterprise, because she's kind. She's remembers her roots, where she came from. Yet she's this juggernaut on social media, and you're right. My favorite. She at Christmas time did some research on fans that follow her. Found out what they like, bought them Christmas presents, and delivered them herself.
Yeah.
I mean
it's
wow.
Awesome.
Who does that? That's remembering your fans. So, anyway, pretty cool. So, anyway, but I'm trying to buy tickets this weekend, and it's Scam City. Have you ever tried to buy tickets on Craigslist? Dealt with these people? Don't ever do it. I'm telling you, it is. I have a string of texts from people who, I'm like, no, I'm not sending you money before I get the tickets. No, I'm not going to go to money.
You really got to watch yourself on there. I can't believe it's 9:15, night of the concert, and you still don't have tickets, but you're going. I hope you find those tickets.
Well,
holy cow, you're rolling the dice here.
I think we will. You usually do. My experience is you usually do, but the price tends to go up, so I'm hoping.
Anybody
have a spare two they want to sell for face value?
I was going to say, we're counting on the What's in Your Mind audience at this point to help you, because otherwise, wow, you're at the mercy of Craigslist and the like, and then who knows? You might be in some dark alley someplace.
I'd even go face value.
Moose and Rocco are going to have the tickets and a baseball bat.
I'd even go face value plus like $10 for the trouble. You know what I'm saying? But these people that want to, scam you, some believe them. Anyway, to the important stuff here. New York City, our trip is, we're darn near there to the 40 we need. We're just within a couple. And the deadline actually got extended because today's Columbus Day, and everybody forgot that. So you can't do anything today. So the deadline is actually tomorrow. And I talked to a lot of people this weekend, excited about going, and really fired up. By the way, once we get to 40 and we have 40 people going, then we have the ability to expand to 52. So if it's one of those deals, you know, I'd like to go, but I don't know, I just don't have time, you know, too rushed or whatever, you still have time to check it all out. So I'll tell you about that before we finish the program today. We do have that interview with Jace Robertson. We're also going to talk to Ron Nelson of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Big, 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 big news on Friday. The crude oil export fan vote in the House passed with big numbers. Now, if Senator Heidi Heitkamp in the Senate can get enough Democrats so they can get the 60 yeses, they'll be able to override a presidential veto. It's hard to overstate how important that is for North Dakota. UND homecoming incident I need to tell you about when we come back, however, on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color options. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want, they'll find it at below market prices. Great service department, too, in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brandt at 701-444-2341. Great service department, too. Call Tanya for your service, 701-444-2341.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
The hour, all Taylor Swift proper music today in honor of Taylor Swift coming to North Dakota. That's kind of nice. Jace Robertson is here, too. Who do you like better, Taylor Swift or Jace Robertson? He doesn't sing, but he hunts and cooks pretty darn good.
I don't know. You're the only person in the world who's ever going to ask that question.
What question?
What's she like better, an apple or a potato? I mean, come
they
on.
They are a little
really?
Different, aren't they? You know, they do something kind of cool, too, I guess, at Taylor Swift concerts. They bring somebody with her that's like a surprise. You don't know who's going to be there.
Yeah.
And she's brought some really famous people before. And some people think it might be Josh Duhamel. Don't know tonight. But I'm rooting for Blind Joe. Joe Bomberstock.
Oh,
from
there
the
voice. You go.
Would that not be cool and
that
give him
awesome.
The ultimate boost? And by the way, he told us when he was on the air with us last week that Brad Paisley makes an appearance with him the next time we see him on The Voice. Is that not cool? And I can't remember if
Very
it was some
cool.
of the coaching or what, but anyway, Blind Joe's awesome.
I hope he doesn't go give away everything, though.
Anyway, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. I'd love to hear from you. I mentioned before the break the New York City thing, and I'm just going to mention that quickly here before I get to a story I want to talk to you about, get your take on. So we've been talking for a while, not all that while, long, about 10 days or so, that we had this great deal that came up to take some folks to New York City. But we had to find 40 people to go in a very short period of time in order to get this good rate of $25.69. I mean, we could still go if we had 36, but we all would have to pay a little more. I don't want to pay anymore. Do you? No, exactly. So we find 40, and we go for a heck of a good deal. Once we get to 40, then we have some more time, and, you know, you can if there's more hotel rooms and more airplane seats and stuff, you can get as many as 52 in total on this trip together, which I think will be just an absolute blast. What's on your mind, listeners, in New York City, Christmas time, you know, counting down? So anyway, we extended the deadline from Thursday last week to Monday, and then because Monday today is Columbus Day, or Indigenous People Day in Fargo, I kid you not. Then we got another extension. So, and we have like, I think it's two pair. I think it's four total tickets, seats left at this really good price. So if you've been thinking about it, and we've had hundreds of emails and people contact us, so I know a lot of folks are interested in this, but if you've been thinking about it, just haven't done it, just wanted to let you know it's still available and still good to go. If you send me an email, scott@flagfamily.com, scott@flagfamily.com, I will zip the information off to you. Or you can call Jason. The travel planners that are handling this are a company called Group Travel Planners out of the Twin Cities, and they do groups and do them well, and that's why we picked this group. You can call them at 952-898-3478. My wife was actually on a tour with a choir, a high school choir where our kids go to school. And these folks did the trip, and she just said she'd never seen anything like it. The attention to detail and everything they do, so that's why they're doing it for us. And it's $25.69 per person based on double occupancy. Leave December 1st, Tuesday, back on Saturday, December 5th, and we see everything you need to see in New York City. Meals included, well, your dinners, your breakfast, not your lunches. Two shows, the Broadway show Les Mis and also the Rockettes. But the magic of New York City at Christmas time is incredible. Here's that number. You got your pen ready now, right? 952-898-3478, extension 228. Okay, now I need Todd and Manny to listen up about what I'm about to mention, because, and then anybody else.
What?
Yeah, just humor me for a second. So I'm up at the UND this
I've been
week.
Humoring you for 24 minutes, but anyway.
Yeah, I know. I was up at UND over the weekend, homecoming. Okay. Yeah. And there was a big football game with Idaho State and tailgating and lots of things going on, right? Homecoming parade and whatnot. I get to tailgating, and my sister-in-law hands me a flyer that her granddaughter, our grandniece, was handed by an individual in drag in the homecoming parade. Okay? So we're talking about a little first grader here, okay? Young little girl, little Alyssa. She gets handed this flyer, and I have a picture of it up on the Facebook page, but it's a Halloween drag show, October 31st, VFW East Grand Forks. Doors open at 8, show at 9, 18 plus $10. So she gets candy and an invite to a Halloween drag show, okay? Now,
weird.
Is that inappropriate? I mean, look, first of all, I'm not into the drag thing. I'm sure that'll surprise a lot of you, but, you know, the idea of you know, adults having a drag show and dressing, whatever. It's America. I won't be there, but I'm not going to sit here and, you know, whatever, pontificate about it. It is what it is. I am going to say something about a university that allows a homecoming parade to include individuals in drag. Well, I would argue a little disturbing for kids, at least some of the people I've seen in drag before. And this is, by the way,
they've been around a bunch of adults, it's one thing, but yeah, you certainly involve kids in that kind of a thing. What the heck?
Yeah, this has been going on for years in Grand Forks, years and years and years. A certain sector of the gay community, you know, holds this drag thing, and some of them dress in drag. That's the thing. I mean, my daughter and I were walking in a Target a couple weeks ago, saw somebody that, you know, hairy legs and all with the, you know, obviously in drag. She turned to me and said, you know, Dad, what's that all about? I mean, it happens. They're out there, right? But whatever. All I'm saying is, I'm gay.
I haven't dressed up in them, but I've been around other people who dressed up in those. But I mean, you don't involve kids in that stuff.
That's my point. So anyway, I just don't think that belongs in a Halloween a homecoming parade.
I agree.
Where you're handing out candy. To me, have some standards there. Am I right or wrong? Am I being prudish? Am I being prudish here, Manny? Do you think no big deal? What are you worried about? Who cares?
Well, I think if it's something you're gonna include kids in, I mean, you got to be prepared to answer some questions that the kids may have if it's,
But I don't necessarily want my grandniece getting a flyer like that or seeing that in a homecoming parade.
Well, that's just it. That's just kind of my point. Like if you.
In Grand Forks, North Dakota, it might fly in the Twin Cities where things are a little bit more cosmopolitan or whatever you want to call it, but I would think in Grand Forks, North Dakota, the expectation would be much different.
See, this is to me all about inclusiveness, right? This is about we got to be diverse. We've got to be inclusive, which, by the way, includes everyone, unless you're an alumni or a booster or a student that wants UND to stay North Dakota, right? Then you're a pariah. You're I love how it goes one way. So Rob Port. I sent a picture of him to this. They're like, can you believe this? He says, do you want to write a guest editorial about it? So I whipped one up Saturday night, and I actually used it as an opportunity to talk about something I've talked about on this show before, and that is that I believe that higher ed in North Dakota is broken. It's in need of reform. And by the way, I love UND. I mean, I absolutely love UND. I do. My wife is an alum. My father-in-law, 20-year dean of students up there, and, worked alongside Tom Clifford, some great, great folks at Twomley Hall for a lot of years. Some of my best friends, best man at my wedding, UND hockey player. I mean, I love the place. And quite honestly, a lot of friends that love NDSU, and I respect what they've done, and certainly the Joe Chapman Plus era has transformed that place as well. We have good schools here, but we have bad leadership. We need reform. We really, really do. And I think this is the kind of stuff that leads to it. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. We're continuing that debate on Facebook. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council on a completely different topic when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Talking about the fire that your niece got at the parade, it's not surprising. It's a college, the college takes public money, takes tax money, so they're going to get away with whatever they want to do. What I find disturbing is, didn't you say this was at a VFW in East Grand Forks? I mean, really? Are they that hard up? They need to rent the hall to, like, anyone for anything? Maybe I caught that wrong, but I find that a little disturbing, too. That's a nice story on Monday morning here for North Dakota. You guys have a good morning. Bye.
Thanks for the call on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Our telephone numbers, you can always text Todd, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. The caller did not catch the location wrong. It was, in fact, the VFW in East Grand Forks, where that Halloween drag show is going to be held. I am not making this about drag shows. Seriously, I know they exist, and it doesn't matter to me. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about the proximity to that kind of behavior and kids in a Halloween, in a homecoming parade. That's all I'm talking about. So, anyway, more on that at a future time. Appreciate the call, and welcome others as well. Our exclusive interview with Jace Robertson of Duck Dynasty and Duck Commander coming up before we're done on the program today. We're also going to chat later with Blue Halsey from Continental Resources a little bit about the crude oil export ban from their perspective as a company. And our next guest will talk a little bit about that as well. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can... North Dakota Oil can and does every single day. Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, joins us. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well.
Glad to have you on the program today. I'm guessing, I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing you were out chasing some roosters this weekend.
I absolutely was. It was a great weekend, and, of course, got a whole other climate today, and I'm in Grand Forks, and it's raining and blowing and crazy. Crazy October weather. So it was a great weekend. Lots of pheasants out there and lots of hunters out. And they certainly have rebounded well in North Dakota.
So tell me, do you ever think when you're out there hunting that, hey, we're a state that if it were a country would be top 20 oil producer in the world. And you look at 5 years worth of growth and just say, how's this even possible? Yet, there are so many places that provide so many wonderful opportunities. It really is a testament to being able to not only coexist, I mean, really to thrive, right?
Well, I certainly think we're seeing that, Scott. And, the mule deer populations have been down across the entire Rocky Mountain area, and we're seeing some comeback in North Dakota, but dozen populations in McKenzie County and the Tioga area, and I understand back up in Divide County now are fantastic. So harsh winters, as we all know, all of us North Dakotans know, harsh winters are the ultimate bad deal for wildlife, and we had those harsh winters, and it coincided with the oil activity and all of the other things, the loss of CRP. It was kind of the perfect storm, but as we've seen, those pheasant populations come back, and you know, the Outdoor Heritage Fund is working to get more habitat on the ground, planting more trees, doing those things. But we need to always continue working at it, because we don't want to lose those great hunting opportunities that we have. That's the reason many of us live here.
Questions or comments? Welcome for Ron Ness, our guest from North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron's good enough to join us a couple times a month. Always happy to answer any questions that you might have on anything about the industry. So appreciate his accessibility in our little North Dakota Oil Can Talk Radio Town Halls when we get a chance to do them with Ron here on the program today. Let's talk about this crude export ban. I have had difficulty, I think, putting into words the difference this could mean for North Dakota by having this, you know, 70s era ridiculous ban lifted, by opening up new markets. It'd be the equivalent, I guess, to farmers saying, "Oh, wait, there's a whole new vast market that we now can ship our product to. Who wouldn't want that?" I mean, this could be a real game changer for the current price environment, couldn't it?
Well, Scott, I think in terms of what it means for North Dakota, it means that, you know, we have got this incredible sweet North Dakota crude oil that you also have in the Eagle Ford in Texas and other places. But the refinery mix in the U.S. is not capable of handling just that sweet crude oil. We had converted a lot of that into Canadian heavy crude oil or Venezuelan crude oil because we didn't think we were going to have any more of this sweet crude oil. So opening up the ability to export sweet crude oil really is, it just really changes the market. I think it won't bring up the crude oil price substantially. It'll normalize what the world price is and the West Texas price is. So there will be a new normal in the terms of what the price is going to be, but that means we're going to be more competitive on where our barrel could go. But I think a lot of the discussion ends up around, you know, what it means to the oil industry, but I failed to see, you know, the president continues to talk about vetoing this or not supporting this. And when you think about, you know, our position in the world and what it means for us to be able to use energy as this geopolitical tool, and other countries and nations have to think about us, we're the world's largest energy producing country right now. And we're not using it to our full advantage. And for the life of me, I just cannot seem to grasp why Washington can struggle with that. Certainly our congressional delegation has been 100% behind us, but it's a lot more than the couple extra dollars we're going to get for a Bakken barrel and being able to compete across the world. It's the whole change of the dynamics of how we can use energy as a tool for our country, can help our trade deficit.
It's all good, right? I mean, it's all good. There's no downside to this.
I can't find it yet, and you don't have detractors. You don't have people opposing this in Washington. And yet the president says, we can let Iran export their oil and sell their oil, but now we're not going to do that in the U.S. So
that's why I actually think this happens. In my mind, this will happen because of the very argument you just raised. Because in this new Iran deal, what you're giving Iran is the ability to export their oil. So how you can, in one hand, say, here you go, I'm voting for that Iran deal, Mr. President, to give Iran the ability to export their oil. And by the way, we're still going to, restrict our producers here from being able to do that. I mean, that to me might be the reason this once and for all gets lifted, don't you think?
Well, I certainly would hope so. And remember, you can export gasoline. You can export propane. You just can't export crude oil. So why in the world would we want to limit our ability to sell commodities to the world and change the way we can use that to, you know, think of what those European nations would mean to them, be able to get oil from us rather than from Saudi Arabia or Russia or natural gas. So, if we did that on farm commodities, can you imagine? No, we're not going to sell wheat we're not going to be allowed to export wheat tomorrow, what that would do to the farm market. And so let's hope it gets passed, and we hope our senators push hard, because we need to get this done this year in the Senate. And
Senator Heidi Heitkamp's been rock solid on this, and voicing support for it and advocating for it. I noticed in her committee she only got her own vote, which was disappointing. But this really needs to be a deal where all the Republicans are for it. So it's just a matter of getting enough Democrats so that they have a 60-vote veto-proof number. Are you hearing anything on the possibility of that?
Well, Senator Heitkamp has been a champion on this. Senator Hovind has been fantastic on this and pushing. But really, I think I agree with you that, Senator Heitkamp's ability to bring along some Democrats is going to be huge. And we certainly hope she can get that done.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to talk more with Blue Halsey of Continental Resources a little later, just about kind of the back and forth. His boss, Harold Hamm, has literally lived in Washington, D.C. on this issue. And, what I want to talk about with Blue a little bit is something you alluded to, Ron. This is not a win for the producers. This is a win for North Dakota. This is a win for Main Street in Watford City and, Williston and Tioga and Dickinson and in every corner of the state. This is a win for royalty owners. This is, again, we like this industry that has, found a new normal, that is just pretty incredible in the way of its economic impacts on North Dakota. And this is another way to keep it happening. So that's who would win. And I'm looking forward to finding out more about that a little later on, see what is going to happen in the Senate. So let's talk about a couple of other things. There have been a number of big companies, household names, in the way of oil field service companies, have announced big layoffs nationally. Are we seeing big layoffs in North Dakota as of yet?
We have seen a number of layoffs, Scott. As you know, when you drop that many rigs, we've dropped 100 drilling rigs, and certainly the completions numbers are now down. But I think we're going to continue to see some layoffs this fall. But, this is not a bust. We're still producing 1.2 million barrels of oil a day. It takes a tremendous amount of people. This is certainly a correction that any market is going to have, but that's certainly deeper and longer than we had hoped for. But I think the big picture is we've got to get bigger, better, stronger at how we produce this Bakken barrel. We've got to be able to do it at a lower price threshold. Part of this export discussion is that extra $2 or $3 that we can get for a barrel. But also, previously the Bakken play was an $80 to $90 oil play, but we have been able to lower the cost. Get more efficient, doing more with less. Fewer rigs are going to be able to drill more holes in the ground. But we got to continue to get more and more efficient. And unfortunately, we're going through a rough year. 2015 has been a rough year, and companies are in somewhat of survival mode now. Some are going to see this as an opportunity. In the meantime, we've had the surge bill. We've had things like that has helped get a lot of these people through some tough times in the employment situation. But I think we got to look at this as a long-term play. We're in it for the long haul. We need to make the major investments into the infrastructure. And we've kind of taken the top off the hill here a little bit and going to normalize this out. I don't know what it's going to look like going forward. It's probably not going to go back to that same frantic pace. A lot of that was in 2009, 2010, 2011 when you had to hold those leases. And certainly that day is gone now. Now we're producing this resource. We're going to get better and better at it. We just need to get that commodity price, both for agriculture and oil, back to where North Dakota can thrive again and grow. We're just kind of hanging on right now. So,
good stuff. Ron, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much, as always. And probably see you tomorrow at the Bismarck State College, where, once again, energy is a hot topic with all our congressional delegation and others in town. So see you there.
Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Some great info for you folks on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep?
Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey!
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety. Your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Taylor, do you find the karaoke versions of these songs, or what the heck are you doing here? I want to hear her sing. I'm all up for the singing.
What part of bumper music are you not getting?
The bumper part is like just, you know, a little bit of the instrumental.
Right.
Hang on,
I'll get ready,
right.
Boy.
That's all right.
I
want to hear the woman sing.
All of a sudden he wants
a little pre-event. There we go. Yes, exactly. 11 before the hour, ladies and gentlemen.
You send me. Now, if you want something different, then you got to tell me.
Baby, obvious. I didn't get my perfect fantasy.
realize you love yourself more than you could ever love me.
Ouch. You love yourself more than you could possibly ever love me. Anyway, pretty bad when I know the lyrics to a Taylor Swift song, but that's what happens when you have a 12-year-old in the house. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I hate that stupid old pickup truck you never let me drive. Yeah. Let me tell you about High Plains Apache, and then we'll get to some calls here on What's on Your Mind.
I was swearing you were going into a HeDoll thing at that point, but okay.
800-228-0550. Some calls came in for Ron, and I let Ron go, but we'll take the calls here in a second here. High Plains Apache is what I wanted to tell you about, and those Apache sprayers, the 2016s, they're in right now. Oh, sweet, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I can say. You got to see it. Yes, get in there. I know. Everybody's watching every penny right now, but I'll tell you what. These are the things that you pay back in a short order. For one, with an Apache sprayer, you're in the field when your neighbors are not. Okay? Remember that. You're in the field when your neighbors are not. That's payback right there. And some deep discounts on the 2015s. Plus, get a load of this. Cheap money. Low interest financing. High Plains Apache. Your Apache sprayer dealer, Mandan and Frontier. Exit 60 south of Fargo, across from Bonanza in Mandan. Okay, John in Sioux Falls, a question for Ron Ness, who we have back now. Sorry to say goodbye, Ron, and I have to put you back to work here, but I wasn't watching the caller board, and some calls were coming in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. John, go ahead with your question, sir.
I don't have a question. I just wanted to kind of make a statement that the reason that Obama is going to veto you guys selling your crude overseas is because he wants his Muslim brothers in Iran to have all the world market when they finally dump their crude on the oil, or crude on the world. He wants, pretty much, in my opinion, wants America brought to its knees, and he wants Iran to have all the money so they can continue their jihad. And the reason Heidi Heidenkamp is voting for it is because she's went against what North Dakota and Americans want for so long that she's hoping that this will pull her butt out of the fire and she'll get reelected.
My goodness. You got a lot of political analysis going here, John. A couple of things. Well, I'll ask Ron to comment on this. What do you think the president's motivations are in being lukewarm on this, Ron?
Boy, Scott, I can't figure this president out. I can't I have no idea what this guy is thinking, because he's had every opportunity to become an energy president. If he'd wanted to adopt the energy revolution in America, he could have become known as the president who changed around America's energy future, and he's chosen not to at every opportunity, and his agencies are doing everything they can to make it more difficult to supply this country with energy and cheap energy. So I have no idea.
John, you could be right. I'd throw another one in there. I mean, the president really has gotten to a point where he's had to rely on a smaller and smaller base. And so the extreme environmentalists are a last part of that base. That's one of the reasons he's gone to the wall on the Keystone XL pipeline. So it could be that, too. But your theory is as good as anybody's. Appreciate the call. Kurt in Bismarck, you're next for Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Go ahead. Kurt, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry about that. Driving. Hard to hear you. Just got a couple quick questions, I guess. One, the oil that's produced out of the Bakken, is that capable of being refined right here in the United States, or is that not possible to be refined here?
Yeah, absolutely. The Bakken crude oil is refined. With 60,000 barrels of that oil is refined right here in Mandan. The rest of that oil today goes to refineries across the United States. It's just that much of our additional refinery mix in the U.S. is more for a heavy, heavy sour type of crude oil. And so those refiners in Europe use a light sweet crude oil like we have here. So our market would be good over there. And currently we import a lot of heavy crude oil from not only from Canada, of course, but from Venezuela and other places. So we would have to completely change our refining mix in the U.S. In order to use tremendous amount more of it. So allowing us to export it just kind of allows somewhat of a swap that we can send our oil over there instead of them getting Libyan oil or other
Brent crude oil from across the
Only have a half a minute left. Kurt, any other, you said you had two questions. One other real quick one?
Well, the other one would be is, you know, I guess I don't understand why, you know, you kind of touched base on it there a little bit about exporting it as far as refinery costs, stuff like that. But I'm just wondering why we're so concerned about shipping this stuff out of the States and not keeping it here. And
we just don't have the refining capacity here, do we, Ron, to be able to do it?
Yeah, it's just a function of additional markets for this type of slight sweet crude oil. So currently we produce this high-quality crude oil in the Bakken, and we get price discounted versus what we all pay for gasoline price because that's set on the world price of oil.
Right. We're going to have to leave it there.
The fact that there's not
Kurt,
big enough market.
Thanks for the call. Ron, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Hop aboard the New York City Christmas Express. We'll fly, actually. We'll stay in a great hotel. We'll have motor coach travel all around the city, and you will see the sights and sounds of Manhattan at Christmas time. This is December 1st through the 5th. That's a Tuesday through a Saturday. And it is jam-packed with great fun. Sights and sounds like the 9/11 Memorial. You must see that. And the museum. The Statue of Liberty. Got to see that. Ellis Island. The UN. We're going to stop by the Fox News Channel. Know some friends there. We'll stop by and say howdy. We'll do dinner at Trump Cafe. We'll go to the Ellen Stardust Diner. We'll see Les Mis on Broadway. Incredible show. Radio City Christmas Spectacular with the Rockettes. And so much more. I could go on and on and on. I'd love to send you the full itinerary, but here's the deal. You have to hurry. $2,579 per person if you book by Monday. So, email me right now, scott@flagfamily.com, and say, I want more info, Scott. No obligation. Just send me an email. We'll get you the info. scott@flagfamily.com as we get ready for Christmas in New York City, December 1st through the 5th.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.